As a teenager in Munich, Heisenberg was enthralled by the idea that the smallest particles of matter might reduce to some mathematical form. At about the same time, he came across an illustration in one of his textbooks that he found appalling. To explain how one atom of carbon and two atoms of oxygen formed a carbon dioxide molecule, the atoms were drawn with hooks and eyes by which they could hang together. Heisenberg found the idea of orbiting electrons inside the quantum atom similarly far-fetched. He now abandoned any attempt to visualize what was going on inside an atom. Anything that was unobservable, he decided to ignore, focusing his attention only on those quantities that could be measured in the laboratory, the frequencies and intensities of the spectral lines associated with the light emitted or absorbed as an electron jumped from one energy level to another. Even before Heisenberg adopted this new strategy, Pauli had already expressed his doubts about the usefulness of electron orbits more than a year earlier. "The most important question seems to me to be this: to what extent may definite orbits of electrons in stationary states be spoken of at all?" he had written in italics to Bohr in February 1924. Even though he was well on the road that led to the exclusion principle and concerned about the closure of electron shells, Pauli nevertheless answered his own question in another letter to Bohr in December. "We must not bind atoms in the chains of our prejudices, to which, in my opinion, also belongs the assumption that electron orbits exist in the sense of ordinary mechanics, but we must, on the contrary, adapt our concepts to experience." They had to stop making compromises and cease trying to accommodate quantum concepts within the comfortable and familiar framework of classical physics. Physicists had to break free. The first to do so was Heisenberg, when he pragmatically adopted the positivist credo that science should be based on observable facts and attempted to construct a theory based solely on the observable quantities.